We're going to start with halacha and then go to parasha at the end. We'll reverse it this week. So for 45 minutes we'll do halacha, then we'll do parasha at 12:45. So I wanted to do Shin Ayites and Shin Pei today, or at least start Shin Pei. Shin Ayites is Birchas HaMazon Beis Avel, and then we'll get into the Farim Shah Avel Asabem, things that a novel is not allowed to do. Now, the way we're going to have to learn through things that a novel is not allowed to do is go the way the Shulchan Aruch does it, is it goes through item by item, as opposed to going through Dinim of Shiva, Dinim of Shloshim, Dinim of Yibes Chodesh. Instead, it goes through, okay, bathing. So, within bathing, what's not allowed during Shiva, what's not allowed during Shloshim, what's not allowed during Yibes Chodesh. So, those are two logical ways one could have gone about it. So we'll go through that. That's many simanim in a row, that go through the various yisurim that a novel's not allowed to do. But first, let's do very quickly Brachas HaMazon. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam in page Reshe quotes from Rav Amram Gon that in the zimun of in a Beis Avel that you say Nevarich Menachem Avelim Sha'achal Mishalo. That even in the zimun you add in the words Menachem Avelim, and then the response is Baruch Menachem Avelim, and the Mevarich is closer with that as well. Anyone who's a button? I just stepped on a button. All right. And if there are 10 people, it's Mevarich Elokeinu Menachem Avelim. So, and they also respond in kind. So Shulchan Aruch passes this way in Siv Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, so that's the adjustment. Another adjustment made in Birchas HaMazon, Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, that in the third brach, when you get to Ubnei Yerushalayim, you say, Ubnei Yerushalayim, Erekodesh Meher V'Yameinu, Nachem Hashem Elkeinu, Esaveli Yerushalayim, Esavelim, Amasavlim, Be'evel Hazeh, Nachemei Me'evlam, Esamchem Me'yigonam, Ka'amor Ki'ish Hasharimu, Tenachemenu, Kena Anochi, Asnachemchem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Menachem Tzion, Ben Yerushalayim, Amen. And you don't say Menachem Avelim Ubone Yerushalayim at the end. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it's Menachem Tzion Binyan Yerushalayim, not Menachem Avelim Ubone Yerushalayim. Why would I think Menachem Avelim Ubone Yerushalayim? Because the Torah quotes from Rav Amram Gon that that's what it's supposed to be. But the Beis Yosef says we dafka don't say that because Ein Chosmin B'Shnei Inyanim. That Chasimus HaBracha can't be on two separate. In Yanim. So the Shach and Siv Katan Dalid over here writes, Aval Ein Lomer Menachem Avelim Ubonu Yerushalayim Den Chosmin B'Shtayim U'mashma L'chara Du'a Din De Ein Lomer Menachem Tzion Ubonu Yerushalayim Davle Chosmin B'Shtayim. Anytime you have two separate themes, that's called a violation of Chosmin B'Shtayim. V'yachar Min M'shas Perek Shol Sh'sha'achu D'moshiyah Yisrael Ubonu Yerushalayim Havle Chasima B'Shtayim D'Oser. Aval b'nachim sh'omrim b'tishbav isa v'kol ha-sidurim, but in the nachim that we say on tishbav, in all sidurim it says Baruch Ata Hashem Menachem Tzion uvan Yerushalayim. So why is that okay? So the Shach says because Menachem Tzion uvan Yerushalayim are the same thing. That's Chad Milsa, because Menachem Tzion is part of being Menachem Tzion is binyan Yerushalayim. So over there you're allowed to be Messiah because it's all Chad Milsa. Rav Vadya writes in the Tshuva, in Yabiyomer Chilik Vav, Yardesim Lamelches, that the Shibali Aleket says that we're chosim in the Beis HaAvel, in Birchas HaMazon, Menachem Aveli Tzion Bibin in Yerushalayim. That Hashem should be Menachem the Avelim through the Binyan of Yerushalayim, which makes a lot of sense. Meaning the idea is not that these are two separate inyanim, that there's Menachem Avelim plus Bani Yerushalayim, but that part of what we're mourning when we mourn the Beis HaMikdash is that all the tzaros that we experience, all those tzaros only happen because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. If we had a Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't have all of those tzaros. That's something to contemplate every Tisha B'Av when we're Mis'avel. So that's how Rav Vadya explains that the Avelus is makif, it's inclusive of the klal and the prat. Binyan Yerushalayim, with Binyan Yerushalayim will come the nechamos that include tchias hamesim and everything that's going to be menachim that ultimately will be the ultimate nechama for the avelim. So he says you shouldn't be docha this nusach entirely. It's just menachim tzion Bibin in Yerushalayim is more appropriate than Menachem Tzion Ubon Yerushalayim or Menachem Avelim Ubon Yerushalayim. It's Menachem Avelim Bibin in Yerushalayim. Bottom line is, Geshar Chaim writes in Parachaf, O space of Kanyev Gimel, we don't say this, even though it's Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, it's Nuschos that we got from the Rishonim, that we don't say it. Chazal were also misaking in Misach. So far, two changes in the benching that we said. Number one, in the Zimun, and number two, in Boni Yerushalayim. Chazal were also misaking in Brachas Daf Mem Vav, not also. The previous ones were from Rishonim. Chazal were misaking, Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Vav and Beis, that an Avel in Birchas Atova Metiv has to add Me'ena Ma'ora. That when he gets to Hu Hetiv, Hu Metiv, Hu Yetiv Lanu, or who hetiv lanu, who meitiv lanu, who yetiv lanu, depending on which nusach you say in Birchas Hamazon, he should then say kel emes dayon emes shofik b'tzedek lokeach nefashos b'mishpat shalit pa'olamo lasos bo kirtzono ki chol derachav mishpat v'anachnu amo v'avadov v'b'kol anachnu chayam lahodoso l'varcho goder pirtzos Yisrael hu yigdar apirtza azos me'aleinu me'al evil zeh l'chayim l'shalom hu gam leinu hu gam leinu yigam leinu l'chayim l'chasad etc. Ali chasheinu. And the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, is directly in Sefal, right? That's exactly what it says. From the Brachim Berks and Muslim Beis Avel, you say, in Brachor Avias, Malkim Barin, Galdein, Gershen, Gadosh, Yaakov, Melech Achai, Atov, Ametiv, Kelem, Estayin, Amshovit, Betzadek, V'chulei. V'chulei. You're supposed to know what the V'chulei is. So the Raman says, I'll let you know what the V'chulei is. Lokech, Nefash, Nishvash, blah, 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 etc. So Geshar Chaim writes that, we're not knowing that either, as long as that. Why not? Meaning, okay, you want to tell me the nuschos that the Rishonim added in that you know there aren't Medina the Gemara? Medina the Gemara. It's just quoting a Gemara over here. How could it be that we're not knowing that it's in the Gemara? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. How could it be that we're not knowing? So the Baragola writes, Mashalori isi nagin lahosif birchas avelim bebracha revias. Right, the Baragola says that I've seen that they're not mosif. In the Bracha Revias, right, the Bira goes in these tiny little letters, in my version, in these teeny tiny little letters over here. So he notes that they were not knowing this. Nirla niyastaiti shasamcha adivrei atosos ksubas taf hei reish amadeis, shochichu sham de bircha saveilim eina el ba'asara. That bircha saveilim is only ba'asara, and this is bircha saveilim. Chaim kasa b'chubas maran, taf reish ayinvot, Beis Yosef, Shemar Rambam, Shemar Ram, Ad Kal Lashon. So it seems that since the Avelim typically don't eat with a minion, so they're choshish for the Shita of Tosos and Ksubas, that if you don't have a minion, you don't say the Birchas Avelim. Beragola is only talking about the Bracha Revias, but we're knowing not to add in the Bracha Shlishis either, and to be Mishana the Ikur Birchas Hamazon either. So that's the minhag. Like I mentioned to you, Rav Shechter was thought that we should do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. At least that's what I heard. I heard that when he was in Avelis, he pulled out a Shulchan Aruch and read the Bracha from the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, sorry, but Yashar said that the reason why we're not there is because the
Shita
is
assumed
that you need
Tan Avelim. Not just the minhag. Okay, meaning, so nafkamina would be, what if you have a minion of people, but not ten avelim? So you have all the children and grandchildren around. Meaning the Baragol already says that you need a minion, that we're relying on those sheep to say you need a minion. So you're saying, well, Yashu would say even further, even if you have a minion, you wouldn't add it, you would need ten avelim. And if you have ten avelim, the person died and they had...
So you said if you have ten avelim, you should get yourself out of it, and then you can say that you should still not say the bracha, you should just make sure...
Get yourself out of it.
Make sure not that you're...
Interesting. It rarely happens that you have a minion anyway, I think, I would imagine. But again, anyone can confirm or deny the Rav Shechter rumor? That's what I remember hearing. Rav Shechter pulled out a Shulchan Aruch when he was sitting Shiva and read the bracha from the Shulchan Aruch. They thought we should follow him.
I don't know, I saw also exactly the same. He said in the first time that they should still follow the din of the Shulchan Aruch.
The what? Again, that's the Pashtos, right? Meaning the Baragola notices that people haven't done it, so it's a question, why not? Yeah, okay, so that's not surprising. The Tur writes explicitly that we say this Bracha B'Yechidus also, that you don't need a minion. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out, Kein Mashu B'Kol HaPoskim, Kein Das Rabbeinu Meir, that it's a that the idea that this Bracha, Tzricha Asara, is a Das Yechidah. It's a das yachid. Lo kaimelan kavasei. Even the yachid is mechuyev in this bracha. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hamakilim bezeh lo yafahim osim. Not a good idea to be making on this. Now, what about on Shabbos? It's knowing on Shabbos as well. If you eat biyachid or with gimel avelim, but if you eat with other people, then you don't say the me'ina ma'ora because it's avelus befarhesia, right? Shulchan Aruch says that explicitly. The Shabbos, if you eat biyachid or gimel avelim, mibarach kedarshem baruch b'chol detzinuhu v'machla cher mimo baruchu ein maskirin me'ina ma'ora kivin deika cherim lav. Sinahu. So that's explicit in Shulchan Aruch that it would no longer be a davar shabbatzina. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, yeah, but if they're all avelim, then it's a davar shabbatzina. Meaning, it's, if you're eating with a whole bunch of people and they all happen to be avelim, it's still considered a davar shabbatzina. And that's what the Chacham HaSadim writes in Kalkuf Samach Gimel Sivchav as well. Pischei Tshuva and Sivchav Nalv quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden that throughout Shiva, they should give the kosher brachas hamazon to the avel, and that's midin of the Gemara also, because the Gemara says that the avel is mesiv barosh, so he's the rosh of that suuda. The rosh of the suuda would be the one that has kedima for brachas hamazon, and therefore the avel has kedima for brachas hamazon. Good. Now we mentioned already about benching bezimun in general when one is an avel. Make redin you do. There is a tshuva in Ha'alef Ukhashla Muslim Shin Yuches who says better to avoid the situation and not eat three people together to be chayiv in zimun. But if you did, you can't be mevatel zimun because of a rumor that avelim are not supposed to participate in zimun. I mean, here we have from Rishonim of different nuschos in zimun for avelim. Hard to imagine that the avel is not supposed to participate in Zimun. Geshar Chaim writes explicitly, Chelik Beis Parak Yates, L'chev Chila, do Zimun, eat together, it's fine. That's, I think, the minimum. Okay, now moving on to Simon Shinpei. So Simon Shinpei, like, we're transitioning now. Now we're getting into the actual rules of being an Avel. What an Avel is not allowed to do. So the first, Sif Aleph is pretty inclusive, right? Meaning, you have Sif Aleph of here. Eilu dvarim shavel asabem, b'malacha, b'rechitza, b'sicha, b'nilas asandal, v'tash v'shamita, v'asul l'kos b'torah, v'asul b'shel shalom, u'bekvisa, and what's he chayev? Those eight things he's us to do, what's he chayev to do? V'chayev ba'ativ asarosh, u'bekvisa mita kol shiva, and now going back to the list of Yisurim, v'asul v'niach tfilin b'yom rishon, and v'asul b'giyut, u'betisporas, v'simcha, v'ichoy kera kol amidyam, whatever it is, 12 different Yisurim, a couple of different chiyuvim, so we're going to have to go through one by one. When do these Yisurim apply? How do these Yisurim apply? What are the rules of these Yisurim? So let's start with the most complicated one, which is the one that Shulchan Aruch starts with, and that is the one that relates to melacha. So what does it mean that Nevel's not allowed to do melacha? So this starts with the Brisa in Mekatim Chavalvim Beis that says that Nevel is also b'melacha. So that means Gimel Yamim Harishonim, the first 3 days of Avelus. Rabbi Kivega writes, Gimel Yamim is Aser, even for an Ani, that we don't say Mikseh Yom Kekulo. Chachma Sadam Matzevis Moshe writes that on Yom Gimel we don't say Mikseh Yom Kekulo as well. That's a major discussion in Poskim. If you look around, you'll find that they all discuss whether you say Mikseh Yom Kekulo on Yom Gimel. In Geshar Chaim, he says, L'kol davar we say Mixiyom Kekulo. Yom Gimel also Mixiyom Kekulo. So we would say Mixiyom Kekulo. The Gemara goes on to say that even in Aniyam Esparnis from that Tzedakah. So Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Yerushalmi that the reason for the 3 days that even in Aniyam Esparnis from that Tzedakah can't do Malacha is that the neshama is sort of hovering over the body, and it still thinks it has a chance to return in the first 3 days, and only when the body starts to really decompose and starts to not look the same, then the neshama realizes, oh, I guess my time is up, right? And then he goes up to Shemayim and stops hovering in the area. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. So that's what makes the 3 days different. Beis Yosef says that's one reason. The other is Rabbi Yerucham quotes from the Ravid that the Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin and Beis says that Gimel Lebechi. So if you're going to be yosef for malacha, you're going to be misatzel and bechi. I mean, you're supposed to be focused on crying for 3 days. And if you're going to be busy doing malacha, then you're not going to be focused on crying. And that's what it's supposed to be. But after 3 days, you're also betzina betoch peso. Then ani could be also betzina, you could do malacha betzina betoch peso. And isha tova bepelach betoch peso. The woman could do whatever it is that she does betoch peso. That's also mutter. So again, Rush writes, this is dafka for an ani, meaning all these heterim that you have after 3 days is dafka for an ani she'ein lo ma yochal. He doesn't have what to eat. Again, we discussed yesterday that the minig is for 7 days, we provide him with food anyway, so no one should ever be in that situation that ein lo ma yochal. But someone who's yesh lo ma yochal, therefore everybody, hopefully, that lives in a from community is asur b'malacha all 7 days, even b'tzina. So Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Simon Shin Pei, says that that's not only the shita of the Rush, that the heter after 3 days is only for an ani she'en lo ma yochal. So it goes Maimonios in Parakei in the name of Rashi. That's Rabbeinu Meir. It's Muchach in Yerushalmi that way. It's Muchach in the Raivid that way. And it's Mestaber. The Gemara in Daf Tezvav and Beis learns the Yisro Malacha from Vahafachti Chageichem Le'evel. So the Rambam quotes that it's a remez La'avel that is also Basiyas Malacha from that pasuk. And that's the makar that we learn Shivi Yimei Avelus from, that we learn all of Shiva from. So it's mistaber that the Yisro Malacha is not only for 3 days. Ah, why then does it say for 3 days? Because for 3 days, if you're an Ani She'en Lo Mayochal, it's only 3 days. But for everybody else, it's for Shiva. The very pasuk that we learn it from is where we learn the whole the dinim of Shiva, is where we learn the concept of Shiva from. So it's mistaber that applies for all Shiva. So certainly an Avel should not be doing Malacha during Shiva. However, the Beis Yosef quotes that Rabbeinu Shmaya disagrees and holds that even an Ashir is allowed to do Malacha, Betzina, Betoch Beso after 3 days. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Pei, Sif Beis, Malacha, Ketzad, Kol Gimel Yom Rishonim, Asur B'Malacha, Afilu Ani Amisparis Min Tzedaka, Mikan Ve'elach Imu Ani Ve'elo Mayochal Osa Betzina Betoch Beso. Right, that only an Ani Ve'elo Mayochal could be also betoch beso, not like Rabbeinu Shmaya. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the passage from Yerushalmi that Tavu Meir L'Shcheinav, that his neighbors should be cursed if he ever is in a situation where he's an ani enein lo mayochal and he has to nebuch do work during his shiva. Now, what is called tzina? If you do have such a case of an ani she'en lo mayochal, what's called tzina? So the Pnei Baruch and Simin Yom Gimel Ha'aradal quotes from the Mishmer Shalom. That when there are acherim imo, then it's not sinna, it's farhasya. But if they too are avelim, then it is called sinna. Meaning, we just discussed that, sinna shinayin tes. We spoke about what's called sinna for birchas hamazon, the special birchas avelim and birchas hamazon, when it comes to Shabbos. That dvarim shebetzina are noeg on Shabbos, so is benching with the special bracha that you say for an avel. Is that called dvarim shel tzina? So we said, oh, if it's only avelim, then it's called dvarim shel tzina. Same over here. If you're surrounded by only avelim, so then it's called dvarim shel tzina. One could have distinguished that when it came to birchas hamazon, everyone is going to be saying the special nusach because they're all avelim, and it's a nihuk of avelus that they're doing betzina. Over here, you're going to have one outlier of around a bunch of avelim. One of the avelim is going to be doing malacha, and that's and they're not. So one could have argued that that's called farhesia, that he's violating the avelus right in front of other people. But anyway, that's what he quotes, that he makes that tzushtel, even though it's not, it doesn't seem like such a pashva tzushtel. By all the other Yisroom of Nava, we don't find that there, pretty much, that there's a difference after 3 days. It's dafka by malacha, dafka for an ani, eno mayochal. The Chacham Sadam writes that the reason for the Yisroom malacha shelo yisiach daito min avelus, and when the tsar is greatest is the first 3 days, so we don't want it to be masiach das from the avelus. It's always a very chashuv thing, right, that people have to remember that when they are sitting shiva, the whole point is not to be masiach das from the avelus. I just got an email yesterday, I just realized now I forgot to respond to it, but I got an email yesterday from Rav Tversky's nephew, one of Rav Tversky's nephews, and he was saying that when his uncle was sitting shiva, he was like amazed at how no matter what people came in and spoke about, in his very sensitive and soft way, he always pivoted and brought the conversation right back to his mother, meaning because he's not supposed to masiach das from the avelus. So he said, big Rosh Yeshiva were coming in and saying, oh, do you have tapes from the rabbinic Yarchei Kalas, from the Rav, and like, what, you know, like, and he'd be like, oh, my mother once spoke. I don't know, whatever. He would just somehow always just bring the conversation right back, because that's the halacha. A lot of times people come in, you know, to the Beis Avel, they do everything but, they try to talk about everything but the avelus, which is not right. You know, what are your kids doing this summer, this and that. Unless when you talk about the kids, oh, this one has that midah of your mother, this one has that midah. You know, that's the way to, but not to be masiach das from the avelus. Okay, now the Gemara Moed Katan David Avon Beis says that an avel is aser even on those malachas that are mutar on chalamoed. And this is quoted in the Rif and Dafayim and Alphadabe Rif, and the Rush in the second part of Simon Yud, and the Rambam Perakei Halacha Yud. Naval Rabasi, it says that even his Eved and his Shivcha, Banov Behemtov, are not allowed to do malacha for him, meaning not only can't he do malacha, he can't have people doing malacha on his behalf. The Ramban in on page Kuf Savachay says, Banov Afilu Gedolim, if they're Somech al Shulchano, because Maisi Yadayim Shalom, anything that the malacha relates to him, it's his malacha, is going to be Asir. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that according to that, the Aruch HaShulchan Shin Pei Ozayin, and according to that, banim that are not so Michal Shulchano, or poalim, we have workers by people who are salaried, you know, they if they not salaried, by people who are not salaried, but people who are on a commission, and they're going to get paid based on what they produce, they're allowed to do malacha, even though the Baal HaBayis is also going to make money on this, because they don't have to lose mikisam, you know, from their own wallet, because of the other guy's avelus. Their kavana is for harvacha satsmam; it's not for his harvacha, and that would therefore be mutter. Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Aleph goes on to say, Rav Shulam Liel said that if there's work that needs to be done, kadologov, you know, and ancham uman eluhu, so then yasa betzina. There's work that needs to be done, he's the only one available, so yasa betzina. That's what the Ramban and the Rush, passing like that, Rabbi Shimon Liel, that's quoted in the Gemara. The Rush writes, and that's even betokim liyam rishon. There's a separate heter than ani no mayochal. Something's going to get ruined, and he's the only one to take care of it, to make it okay. So Beisos, of course, Rabbi Miruchim, quotes Yesh Omrim that it's only after Gimel Yom Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Pei writes that the Rambam and the Rif don't even mention Rav Shimon Liel at all, and therefore we don't paskel like Rav Shimon Liel. So you have three possibilities, right? Rav Shimon Liel says Kadalaguf, this you know, whatever malach has to be done, he's the only one that can get it done. So what do you do? So Rav Shimon Liel says you could do it. The other could do it, Petzina. So three possibilities: either we totally reject it, which the Rambam and the Rif seem to do because they don't quote it, or we accept it fully, even Gimel Yom Rishonim, or we accept it modified. That yes, he can do it, but not in Gimel Yom Rishonim. So Dr. Moshe Oz Gimel says Halachah Divrei Mekel Ba'avel, and especially over here, since the Ramban, the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Dibasra'i Ninu, Paskin like the Divrei Mekel, and Hamekel Lohifsid, Biprat Liachar Gimel Yom Rishonim. Meaning you have the three Shitos, he says, really we should be Mekel, because the big guns, I mean, Rambam and Rif pretty big also, but major, major halachic authorities, the Ramban, Rush, or Ben Yeruchim, these are the big ones. They're Mekel, halachic divrei Mekel Ba'avel, and especially if you're going to aim for the middle Shita and only be Mekel after the Gimel Yom Marishonah. So all of this appears in Se'ivim Dalet and Hay over here in Sif Pei. Adamar Aved, it's Asra Avalasas Pei Hu, Abadim Shkosu, Abadim Nosu, Shemai Se'idem Shalom. Then he writes, the Rama writes, Yeshem Demoyu Chalasos Haidei Achirim Vuhu Davar Aved Mutalasos Ha'avel Bi'atzma Lach Shoshim Rishon Yesh Lach Vafi L'toch Gimel Vuhu Avsin Meruba. So it's Avsin Meruba even B'toch Gimel Yom Rishon. None of these things should ever come up, right? Meaning it shouldn't happen. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, you see how relevant this was. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ba'ofen Shi'ev Shalom L'sparnis Mitzdokah. Oh, afilu kshu bi'ir, vi'ev shal l'tzdaka l'shchein of l'farnaso, kimo bizmanenu shabat vonosenu arabim ravisa ha'anius yacholasas malach gambi yom rishon uba'atzmo afilu maisu uman v'rak pitzina. And that's the kind of shailas the Aruch HaShulchan is dealing with. That what should they die by not eating for 3 days? Because that's the other option. And there will be more avelos. So Baruch Hashem, we're in a situation where that doesn't come up. Okay, so that is doing malacha. So in Avol Shem to malacha, there is like a shtar mechira that they have if another one's a business, to sell his business, if the business has to continue to operate for whatever reason over the course of his avelos. So they often do that. The Rabbanim will have a text of a shtar mechira. In general, whenever you need a text of a shtar, you just contact the Beis Din. They have all the noschalos of all the different shtaros. So that's the address. You know, if you're a shul rabbi and you need shtaros for anything, you know, heteriskas and all those kinds of things. So that's what the Beis Din's for. I mean, it's also to adjudicate cases, but that's a major part of it.
What would we consider to have some merubah?
I don't know. It's always tricky to figure out have some merubah, right? We'll talk about it next year with the Yardaya. Right, that's a major machlokas in the Achronim, how to define hefsid merubah. First of all, is it objective or is it subjective? Meaning, does it depend on who you are? What's a hefsid merubah? And other factors as well. That's the story I love to tell with Rav Neuberger. Rav Neuberger, when he was a young Rav, Ramesh Azakula, they could be mekel, they could kasher klicheres with Hagala Gimel Panim. After waiting a year, if it's hefsid merubah, normally klicheres you can't kasher, but there is a shita that hagala gimel panim doing hagala 3 times works, and there's a shita of the Chacham Tzvi that waiting a year makes all the blios just disappear; they all become so rancid that they don't exist anymore. So Moshe thought you put those two together plus hefsid merubah that you could be mekel. So Neuberger said that he was asked to shaila when he was a very young rav. Someone called them up and said that they inherited they had a very expensive set of china that was not kosher. He had assumed they inherited it from a grandmother or someone who was not religious. And do they have to throw it out? And he said, sounds like it's a very expensive set of china. Hefsid merubah, hagala gimel panim, after waiting a year, Ramesh's mekel. So Neuberger said, the next day he got a phone call from another rav in town. And the other rav said to him, you know that family you just paskin that is a hefsid merubah for? They have 2 Mercedes parked in their driveway. The China such a hefsid merubah for them? They have 2 Mercedes parked in their driveway. So he felt very bad. He was like, maybe it's not such a hefsid merubah for them. They can buy some, go to Amazing Savings and buy a new set of dishes, it's less than 1 month's lease on the Mercedes. This is before leasing was popular. They probably owned both Mercedes. So he was very distraught, and he went into the Beis Medrash down the block, and he went to Rav David Lipschitz and said, well, what do I do? Rav David said, you did the right thing, it's okay, it was the correct psak, don't worry about it, don't let the other guy knock you down, it's fine. And Rav Neuberger said, he didn't even know the people, they just asked a shayla. And years later, he ran into them at like a chasna or something, and the guy brings over his little children, and he says, Rabbi, it's because of you that these kids are in yeshiva and that I'm from today. And he said, I don't even know you. my eye. And the guy said, well, I was starting to get interested in greater observance. And my wife wasn't as into it as I was. And we were negotiating. And she said, if I get to keep my fancy china, I'm in. If I don't get to keep my fancy china, I'm out. So I called you up. You let us keep our fancy china. We're in. These kids are in yeshiva because of you. So hefsid merubah, right? So okay, it's a good story. So you get a good payoff for that question. All right. So you've heard that story. I told that story. No, anyone? Yardei, you'll hear it again. If anyone's going to be here for Yardei, you'll hear that story.
Not that exact story. That similar story that came up with the Rebbe.
Yeah.
That's when he called the guy.
The catering company.
Yeah. No, also with the there was a recent chassan who's and Rabbi Reisman told him that his father davened at this.
Oh, Berabik. Yeah.
So it was like the main serving dish of the set.
Right. Yeah, Satsa Maruba. Okay. Now, Rechitza, the Yisra of Beidin. Now, the Yisra of Beidin takes on different forms during Shiva and during Shloshim. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Tes Oven Beis says that an Ovel is Aser B'Rechitza. So the Rosh in Siman Lamed Zayin says, Rechitza's Kol HaGuf is Aser Bein B'Chamin, Bein B'Tzonin. You're not allowed to wash your whole body even in cold water. Panav Yad Raglav is only Aser with hot water. But with cold water, an Ovel is allowed to rinse off his face, wash his hands with cold water. And lasuch afilu kol shu is aser. To anoint himself is aser no matter what. The source for it is a limud from an isra sicha, and we say that rechitza bechlal sicha. That sicha is aser, rechitza is included. Beis Yosef says it's not really bechlal. I mean, it's not that sicha is rechitza. It's just that we don't find anywhere that sicha is aser and rechitza is mutter. So sicha is aser, rechitza is aser as well. However, the Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Gimel says that if it's lahavir es hazuama, if a person is dirty or shvitzi, and it's just to get rid of that, then it's mutter. So the Rosh and the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam write that if someone is maluchlach petit v'tzala, rochitz kedarko veina choshesh. And that's based on the Gemara in Yuma, Divine Zion, by Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to bathe either. It's one of the Inuyim. But if a person is dirty, if you're filthy, you have something on you that needs to be washed off, so you can wash it off. So the Ramah in Shin Pei Aleph, if Aleph writes, that all of that is Medina. Aval Nagua, Inna, Les, or Kol Ruchitza, Kol Av Yom. The Ramah writes, let's see it inside, that Nagua, Inna, he says, Inna, Kolza Medina. Says Rama, no showers of any kind and no washing your hair for 30 days, for the entire Shloshim. And I know you think this is only a minhag, so you could take it lightly. He says, it's not to be taken lightly. It's a minhag kadum. It's something that has to be observed. Wow. I mean, that goes back to yeshiva days, right? To Shloshim Yom. So what's the basis of such a minhag? So the Taz quotes from Narzarua, there were choshesh that he's going to usi the misrak reshe. And srikas harosh is also called Shloshim. And the Taz says, so the didan that we allow srikas harosh, because we're going to see in Simon Shin Sadi that we learned from Nazir, and the Malkata Dafyata says that Shiny Nazir, that it's also even if he's Tolish, and therefore he can't be Sorek, but an Avel is Mishum Yifui, so we're Matrit to be Sorek, so it's Mutzah to be Rochet also. And then he quotes another basis for why we're not Machmir like this, from the where this Chumar comes from, that from the Marshal, that they ask Mishum Tisporas. And when someone is nichnas lemerchatz, when someone goes into the bathhouse, apparently it was like a full service kind of thing. That we don't have bathhouses, so we don't know what other services they offer in a bathhouse. But apparently, a haircutting service was part of it. They go into the bathhouse and they take a haircut, and then you go in the bath and you clean off all that excess hair. So Pischi Tshuva Sivkat and Peis writes in Cain, why don't they ask the Rechitza of the Imo even Acher Shloshim, so long as it's also the Galeach? Meaning, if the whole Isser is related to getting a haircut, for Aviv V'Imo, you're not allowed to get a haircut after you grew B'Chaveirav. So it should be also debated until you grew B'Chaveirav. So it's a difficulty in that second explanation. So again, the Taz has these two explanations. According to the first explanation, it shouldn't apply at all anymore for Shloshim Yom. According to the second explanation, it should apply even past Shloshim Yom, Pischi Tshuva points out. So Shach and Sivkat Nalef writes, they have to say that less or ruchitza kol lamid, and not like we have in the Ramah, less or kol ruchitza kol lamid. It's an important change, right? Meaning the Ramah, the way we have the nusach, the gears of the Ramah, is less or kol ruchitza kol lamid. Kol ruchitza sounds like even Bitzonin, but it says the Shach, that's crazy. Bitzonin, it's got to be motiv, right? Meaning it's got to be motiv to take a cold shower, at least, during Shloshim. So Dagmar Vava says, dafka part of the other ragla. But kol gufo, the shachur also be a mode that it's aser, bitzonein even. Cold shower, aser. What the shach is objecting to is when it says kol rechitza, that makes it sound like you can't even bathe your face or hands with cold water. Kol shloshim, and that can't be a minute. Kivega brings a raya that that's what the shach really means, like the Dagon Ravava says. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, though. He says, no. The shach is trying to tell you could take a cold shower, bitzonein. And he brings a raya, because according to the second reason, that it's a shami yigaleach, it's not the derech to be megaleach unless you're nichvas lemerchatz. Why would you ever be nichvas lemerchatz? To be rochitz bechamin. That's where they heat up things, and that's where they. No one goes to the merchatz to bathe in cold water. So if it's all related to the merchatz, that you get a haircut on your way into the merchatz, you go into the merchatz to bathe in hot. Pischi Tshuva quotes it from a Tshuvas Chayin, Simon Lamed Aleph, that a yireish shemayim should aser even betzonin rochitzas kol gufo. But lacherim yesh laharos lahakel. You know, you could be makel for others, but a bal nefesh should be machmir even for himself. So again, where are we now? The Ramah says that you shouldn't do bathing kol shloshim. Machlokes shach. The shach says, I don't like the way it's formulated because it sounds like kol ruchitza. It's not kol ruchitza. But a machlokes what the shach means by that. Does he mean to tell me that it's not meant to aser washing your hands and face, but showering even in cold water is taka aser, according to the Ramah? Or does the Shach mean to say, no, showering in cold water is mutter? The Ramah's just telling you they're not allowed to shower in hot water throughout the Shloshim. And therefore, Svardim always had the minug, and is reported in Yalkut Yosef Sim Chathos Beis and Shiabia Omer Chel Dalid Yardes Sim Lamedalid. Svarim don't follow the Ramah. So as soon as Shiva's over, hot showers, no problem. Ashkenazim, at the very least, even the more makel version of the Shach, Meikradin, should not shower in warm water, kol shloshim. What about cold water? Yeshal milismuch, if you want to take a cold shower, and it's a really nice chumrah to not even do that. However, in Shurei Arav, on Inyanei Tishvav, they quote from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that we're not nobody like this Ramah, that we take a shower as soon as Shiva is over. The assumption is either it relates to Zuama and that we're all so dirty or whatever, or that it's because we're such, you know, such an isthmus. Right, that's one or the other. That in Nefesh HaRav he quotes the same, and based on that he says, you know, well, let's think about it. If this is Rav Shechter, Rav Soloveitchik's idea that if Shloshim, if Tisha B'Av is meant to mimic Shiva, and Shur Shechalbo is meant to mimic Shloshim, and the entire 9 days. The 9 days or Shavuot Shechalbo, sorry, Hashem, is meant to mimic Shloshim, and 3 weeks is meant to mimic Yud Beis Chodesh. So the fact that it says in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim that you're not supposed to bathe in hot water during the 9 days, that's just going according to what we assume in Yerideya, that you're not supposed to bathe during Shloshim. But in Yerideya, we're not knowing that way. In Yerideya, we're knowing that we do bathe during Shloshim. So if we bathe during Shloshim, mainly you could bathe during the 9 days. That's why if you ask Rav Shechter whether you could take a hot shower during the 9 days, he'll say yes, right? Because that we're knowing that someone takes a hot shower during Shloshim as well. Now, a lot of poskim, including Rav Shechter, say that nowadays, where people take shower every single day, typically, and they even going a day without a shower, they feel gross. It's mutter to shower even during Shiva, because it's not called the Shem Tanuk, it's considered like it's removing Zuama or whatever. I've heard that from Rabbi Willig as well. I think they say that Rav Shach, I saw in Rav Shnal's and Rav Shai Shach's notes that they quoted Rabbi Eitan Feiner, who said that Rav Shach was once commented. I think he quoted Rav Shach, Reish Aleph Mem Mem Shin. Rav Lazar Menachman Shach, right? I assume. I don't know who else Reish Aleph Mem Mem Shin is. Let's see if I think of someone. That he got shailas from people. He gets a lot of shailas from people during Beit HaMitzarim about can I shower, please? He said, I never get the shailas by avelus. No one ever has a havamina to shower during Shiva, but they don't certain they have such shailas. Why? Because they don't really feel avelus of the Churban HaBayis. So Baruch Hashem, in the modern Orthodox community, we get the shailas during Shiva. so we're whatever. Okay. So, but again, our Rebbeim are Meichel. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. It's like the best kept secret. Like, most Aveilim will not shower during Shiva because they don't know that our Rebbeim are Meichel, but our Rebbeim are pretty Meichel about this. Yeah.
For the Rav's Mahalas, how does that work that the Mechaber still holds you can't shower during
Shiva?
Right.
Yeah. It's a good question. Now, the Gemara Brachos Daf Tzayin Day says that Ram Gamliel would bathe on the first night that his wife died, because he said istinis, and the Mishnah says, because he holds anim slayus rabbanan, and makom istinis lo gazru, they weren't gozer for an istinis. So the Ramban and the Tur quote Rav Hai that not everyone who says istinis ani can we listen to him. If it's mamish going to be baldi de sakana, his mamish going to fall apart. But not just anyone who is knowing bin akiyus is necessarily an istinus. The Ramban says that even though they use the term sakana, it doesn't mean sakana mamish. It means mitzdar harbe. He's not going to be able to function normally. The Rush writes that a yoledes is allowed to bathe because the yoledes is certainly logara made istinus, and that's pasuk shulchan aruch of yoshin peyalif siv gimel shach and siv kan bathe. Writes a yoledes can bathe even biyom rishon. But if she doesn't have such a tzarech, we should be machmir at least biyom rishon. Yalkut Yosef Simen Tazayin Ozvav, and we'll finish with this. Writes that Rav Avadya was makel if a person has some sort of dermatological issue, where the doctor says that they need to bathe in warm water every day, and there will be tzar for them otherwise. That they can do that certainly already from the second day of Avelus. The Rosh Hashanah writes, "Hadavar pashut demi she'eno b'kav habriya, ach she'eno chola el shelchazik briusa tzarecham bati shelchamin sheish lahatir b'toch lamid kivin deino medina unless a kshnogel briuso avol b'toch zayin aser elim kain harofei tziva lasel slokein." After Yishu Cholishen Basakana, the Makum Cholilo Gazru. So our Hashulchan is mechalik between different levels of illness. That if it's just going to be good for your health, then you can be makel on the Ramaz Chumra about the Shloshim. But if it's something that a doctor tells you you must do, then you can be makel even during Shiva. But short of that, your Hashulchan is not willing to be makel. Okay, we have more to do when it comes to as far as Ruchitz is concerned. Particularly about a woman who has to go to the mikveh, whether she's allowed to go to the mikveh, whether she's allowed to be to prepare for the mikveh. So again, Nida and Avelus coming together, Limudim coming together, and then Be'ez Hashem will discuss Kichul, Pirchus, Milas, Sandal, Tashma, Shemita, Divrei Torah, all those Leibedik topics Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, and now we'll do some Parashah.